talking with Jack Ward, who's just finished up everything except the grand champion run of the steer show. And you've seen a lot of steers over the last couple of days, Jack. Tell me a little bit about this year's show. What did you notice in particular as you worked through all of these steers this year?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the steer show is really tremendous and excellent over the last couple of days. And always the case, you know, this is my second year back, and these guys that select and fit and show these steers are pretty sharp folks. And I think they brought steers that were more to my liking, probably all the way through, you know, with some balance to them, some quality. They were sound, attractive cattle that were fed exceptionally well. So I was just very, very impressed and very pleased with the set of steers over the last couple days.
I know you're always, the comments we had with you last year, we talked a lot about the kids too.
You bet. And as I said here before we selected our champion crossbred, that's what it's all about. You know, I grew up in this business in 4-H and FFA, so did my wife, and now I have two teenage sons that are doing it. My entire family, I come from a family of seven. They all did it, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in developing good young kids. You know, I said these kids came in this ring. They were dressed up in white and blue shirts. They had jackets on. Some of them had ties. They presented themselves as good young adults, and I'll tell you, that really means a lot in today's society.
Wrapping up, let's go back to this show. And for this type of a show, for a terminal livestock show like Oklahoma City, what is the ideal animal that can be involved, for example, in this grand champion run that you'll be looking at in a few minutes?
Well, as I've mentioned several times over the course of the last couple of days, first and foremost, they are market steers, and so they have to have the right amount of finish and the muscle to potentially grade choice or better, and to stay at a yield grade 3 or better. I mean, ultimately, those are some basic guidelines that we need to shoot for. And then on top of that, we need to look at steers structurally. I know that these cattle are given all the opportunities to perform. These kids get up and take care of them and get them in the barn every day, and so they are able to perform well. But ultimately, we have to look at them structurally, because the cattle in the real world or in the industry, the commercial side, need to be structurally correct. And then at the end of the day, they've got to have a nice look and some presence to them. You know, I worked at a sale barn for many years back in Indiana, and I sorted feeder cattle, and I'll guarantee you, the good-looking feeder cattle that went into the ring were still the ones that topped it. People like to look at them, and so the combination of market traits of muscle and finish, structural soundness with some look and presence to them is what we're after, and the combination of those things, and I'll tell you, I think we're going to be very impressed with the lineup of steers tonight from that standpoint.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You bet.